You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking. We're thankful that you're tuned our way. We invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will be able to use our broadcast today to be a blessing to you. We're opening this broadcast service with the selection, A Child of God. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of sharing the gospel with this precious people today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing to each one. I know that you look down upon each one who hears a broadcast today, and we pray the blessings of God to be upon them. For you are no respecter of persons. You love everyone, and Jesus died for everyone. So bless this broadcast as we endeavor to present your gospel. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue now with the Way of Truth singer singing for us, One of the Sheep in a Shepherd's Fold.
Like a sheep that was lost out in the cold, I had wandered from the safety of the fold. Then as darkness filled the sky, the shepherd heard my feeble cry, and in arms of mercy gently lifted me.
Praise the Lord.
Now
I'm one of the sheep in the shepherd's fold, and I know his voice, so I'll follow where he goes. In green pastures I am led, by the good shepherd I am led. I'm just one of the sheep in the shepherd's fold.
In this camp there's rejoicing night
praise
and day. And a stranger's voice these sheep will not obey.
Amen.
There's one shepherd and one fold, and there's peace for the troubled soul. Oh, what joy to be a sheep in the shepherd's fold.
Praise the Lord.
Now I'm one of the sheep in the shepherd's fold, and I know his voice, so I'll follow where he goes. Green pastures I am fed, by the good shepherd I am led. I'm just one of the sheep in the shepherd's fold.
Praise the Lord.
When there's danger, he holds on to my hand. And when trials come, he gives me grace to stand. Oh, I praise God, I am a sheep in the shepherd's
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Are you one of the sheep in the shepherd's fold?
Rejoice.
Do you know his voice? Do you follow where he goes? In green pastures are you fed? Are you willing to be led? Are you one of the sheep in the shepherd's fold? I thank God I'm a sheep in the shepherd's fold.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Why I Am a Christian. And our text of scripture, 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you do the followers of that which is good? But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh of the hope that is within you, and you with meekness and fear follow the Lord. Now, our text of scripture is verse 15, and I'll repeat it. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Why shouldn't I be a Christian? Being a Christian is the only way that one can be a spiritual person or actually have spiritual life. He that has the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life, so the Apostle John tells us. What is meant, or what it means, to be a Christian? What does it really mean to be a Christian? One is not a Christian because they have joined a church. You can join every church in the land and not be a Christian. So being a church member does not make you a Christian. One is not a Christian because they have been baptized in water. Oh, yes, the Bible teaches baptism, but baptism is for those who have died to sin and been made alive to Christ. So water baptism of itself does not make you a Christian. One is not a Christian just because they live a good moral life. No, morality is, of course, a part of a Christian's life, living moral, but just moral living of itself does not make you a Christian. One is not a Christian just because they attend church services. And again, the Bible teaches us, we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together when we have opportunity of worshiping with the true church of God or the saints of God. But just meeting with people in a church building does not make you a Christian. A Christian is one who has been born again and been made a new creature in Christ Jesus. They have departed a life of sin and are walking the highway of holiness, living like Christ lived. That is why the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. They were not called Christians out of respect. They were called Christians out of mockery because they were living as Christ lived. And a Christian who is indeed a Christian will live as Christ lived. We are to walk as he walked. We are to walk in his footsteps. And we are to do the things that are pleasing and acceptable in the Lord's sight. To be a Christian is not popular. I repeat that. To be a Christian is not popular. I'm talking about being a Christian, not a church member. If the world hate you, Jesus said, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So we read in John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. We read in Hebrews about what some of the early morning church suffered. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. So we read in Hebrews 11 chapter and verses 36 and 37. So being a Christian is not really a popular way, but it is the right way to live. The Christian way is not the way of ease. You don't sit down in a rocking chair and rock your way to glory. There is a battle to fight, and there are deeds to do. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. So we read in chapter 6 of Amos, woe to them that be at ease in Zion. We read in the book of Revelation about a church that was at ease in Zion. They were lukewarm. And Jesus said, I'll have you hot or cold. If you're going to be lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So a Christian is one who goes about doing the will of God, living the life, bearing the fruit, and endeavoring to win others to the Lord. I am not a Christian because the multitudes are going this way, but because I love God and his truth. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. That's Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5. So a Christian is one who is living the life willingly. He's not forced to, he's not required to, but it is a choice that he makes. And it is indeed a pleasure and a privilege to be a child of God. Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the great gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it." That's a part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Notice that it's the multitude that's on the broad road that leads to destruction. It's the few that are on the straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. So I am not a Christian because I am a follower of the crowd. I am a Christian because it is the right thing to do, and God has given me and you the privilege of being a child of God. That's why he gave his son. Isaiah the prophet said the Christian way was a way of highway of holiness. Yes, we read in Isaiah 35 about the highway of holiness. And Isaiah said the unclean, that is the unsaved, are not on that way. That way is traveled by those who are redeemed. The redeemed shall walk there. And it is called the highway of holiness because the redeemed are walking there. I am a Christian because it is the right way to live. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. So we read in James chapter 1 and verse 22. So I am a Christian because it is the right way to live. It's the happy way. It's a pure way. It's a holy way. I am a Christian because God loved me so much that he gave his only begotten Son for me. And his Son loved me so much that he gave his life on Calvary to redeem me. And that's not just for me only. God loved the whole world. And he gave his Son for the entire family of man. And Jesus Christ gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. So we read in Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we read in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. I am a Christian, not because I am forced to be, I say, but because I love the Lord and I choose to be a Christian. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So we read in John chapter 14 and verse 21. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served, and serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua charged the children of Israel, as we read in Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. We also read in the 11th chapter of Hebrews how that Moses made a choice. When he became of years, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. And if we are a Christian today, we are a Christian because we chose to be, and God gave us the privilege of choosing. I set before you life and death, good and evil. Choose life, he said. Now, living the Christian life helps the family, and we certainly need godly families in our nation and world today. There's so much evil, and the devil is working so hard against the family and God's plan. And we see evil on every hand, but living the Christian life will help you to be a godly family. And you will not see Christian husbands and wives divorcing one another. I repeat that. You'll not see true Christians, husbands and wives, divorcing one another. And you'll not find Christian parents abusing their children. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for him. Wives, obey your husbands in all things. And children, obey your parents and honor your parents. And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. So what we really need in this world and in this nation, as far as families are concerned, are Christian families. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Let every one of you love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 24 and 25, and also verse 33. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, and you fathers, provoke not one for your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, and also verse 4. And not only will we love one another as husbands and wives and children, but we will love everybody. We are told that the second commandment is that we should love our neighbor as ourself. And, beloved, the people of God love one another, and they are desirous of helping one another. Yes, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So, I am a Christian because, first of all, God gave his Son to make it possible, and he gave me the privilege of choosing. And I am a Christian today because I have chosen to be. And it is my sincere desire to be faithful and true to the end. For he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. There is an eternal home awaiting for the Christian. So, beloved, if you're not a child of God today, let me encourage you to surrender your heart and your life to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we do pray that you will bless this message to our congregation today. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the gospel with them, and we trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied it and made it a blessing. We ask this In Jesus' name, amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If it has, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address is the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. We have a number in our archives. Also, we have a number of our broadcasts there on our webpage, and you can listen to one over, or maybe if you've missed one, you can go to our archive, www.wayoftruth.org, and download it. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
There is no use to tell me that God will prove untrue, for I have tried Him, brother, and know what He will do. His word cannot be broken, it will endure recess, and on His sacred promise your soul may safely rest. For God is true, His word to you will be an anchor to your soul, will hold when waves of troubles roll. For God is true. Hold you fast, and not if ties can sever, unyielding they will last. And with you He will journey along life's rugged way, until at length He brings you to bright eternal day. For God is true, His word to you will be an anchor to your soul, will hold when waves of troubles roll. For you, while earth and heaven stand, your name in golden letters is graven on His hand. Secure in His remembrance, supported by His power, upheld and safely guarded, thou shalt be every hour. For God is true, His word to you will be an anchor to your soul, will hold when troubles roll. For God is true. For God is true. When other friends have failed you, when help has been denied, the Lord remaineth faithful, and with you will abide. So trust His gracious promise,
is